Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Right, so I'm going to have a conversation with my guest today in just a couple of moments, Mr. Dave Workman. I'll go to Dave in just a second because it promises to be a great hour. But I got to set it up, and I want him to hear it real fast. It's and I got some great email about this not too long ago. You know, I'm talking about people leaving their cars running and things like that, and you know, blaming the victim because the car was carjacked. My response to that is it's illegal to steal the car, whether the thing's running or not. Criminals don't pay attention. They don't care. Is it your fault that a criminal stole your car because it was running? I submit to you, no, it's not. But should you make it easy for the criminal? No. See, this is a philosophical discussion. It goes right along. If you're going to tell me that it's your fault, then you might as well be telling me that her skirt was too short too, right? Is that the case? Okay. You see, because I work on the basic premise that bad people do bad things, period. They're going to do bad things whether we make it easy for them or not. Should we make it easier for them? No, absolutely not. But there's a fine line there. Here's where I'm going to tell you this very brief story, then go to Dave. I have a boat, and I keep it up at a lake called Lake Allatoona in Georgia, and I keep it in dry dock at a marina because I use my boat. It's a Yamaha 20-foot runabout little ski boat. But I wanted to get it out of the water this weekend and get it clean. It's been half a summer. I want to get it out, get it home, hose it, wax it, clean it up. So I had the guys drop the trailer or pull the trailer out of storage. I keep that in a fenced-in area, locked. And I had the guys grab the trailer and pull it around front for me. I was going to go down at lunch today, which I did, back my truck up, hook up my trailer, have one of the guys down at the marina because I was by myself, back it down for me. I was going to run down. They dropped the boat in the water for me. I was going to run down, get in the boat, pull it around, drive it up on my trailer. Boom, I'm out of there. It's easy with some help. I got to hooking up my trailer, and somebody had stolen my adapter for my brake lights. And I thought, man, you know, and it's under lock and key. The fence in, but about 4 feet high, 5 feet high. But it's under lock and key back there. More than likely, somebody who has a trailer that's a member of the marina probably took it. I have no way of knowing. And the point that I'm trying to make is, you know, people just suck, quite frankly. There are bad people who do stupid things. Was it an inconvenience for me? You better believe it was. I had to take another hour out of my day, go down to Walmart, buy another adapter in the dead heat of the day and waste my time getting this done. Fortunately, the guys at the marina were nice enough to put my boat on the trailer for me. So when I got there, all I had to do was hook it up and go. Let's go right to Dave Workman in beautiful Seattle, Bellevue, Washington, actually. Hey, Dave, I hate when stuff like this happens. And I know it's a minuscule thing. It's not a life-ending thing. But it's just the fact that it's an inconvenience and it happens. What should I have done differently, Dave? Should I have taken the adapter off maybe now in hindsight?
No, you should have hunted them down and strung them up.
Don't think I didn't feel like that. The point that I'm trying to make is, you know, if somebody wants something, they're going to get it. They're going to get in the fence. They're going to take it. And I want to ask you the question. Because we talk about cases like that. You know, here this thing's under lock and key, right? That's not a big crime. I'm just using this as an example. It was an inconvenience for me. But somebody stole something that belongs to me today that caused me a major inconvenience today that, based on where I was at, it took a lot of time for me that I didn't really have, but I had no choice but to deal with it. But where do we draw the line? Because I've always said, you know what, it's against the law. People like to say, well, look, she left the car running. What did she expect was going to happen?
Oh, I know. And all that is a dodge. I think where we have arrived in society today is that the government, or at least some people working for the government, have decided that since they are so inept and incapable of catching bad guys and punishing them, they're going to blame the good guys. That way, it sort of telegraphs something to the rubes out there. You know, their words, not mine, typically, but they're trying to show the public that, hey, we're doing something. We're taking action against crime. We're going to hold you responsible for being a victim. And they don't really go out and round up the bad guys. A big example of that is these sanctuary cities or non-sanctuary cities, you know, cities where they allow people, derelicts, crazy people, to roam the streets, to urinate on public buildings, to defecate. barricade on the sidewalks without any kind of punishment, responsibility. They'll let me get away with that stuff. And you remember a few years ago, well, more than a few, but I think it was under former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani that they developed what they call the broken window policy. If you see a window broken, you fix it. And that sends a signal that, hey, you know, you don't throw rocks through windows. We're just going to fix it. But then we're going to find you. And now the way governments work, at least in the big cities, it's almost like they enable the criminal, the petty criminal all the way up to the really bad criminal, to do stuff. And, you know, we've talked in the past about the bloodshed and the mayhem in Chicago. And what do officials in Chicago always fall back on? Oh, guns are too easy to get hands on. Well, so who cares how easy it is for somebody to get a gun? It's not really that easy to get it legally. But it holds the good people responsible for the crimes committed by all the dirtballs out there.
To me, and I wish I was looking for that email while I was talking with you. I'm going to pull it up at some point. Might not be able to get to it this hour, but I want to go over it with you maybe next week on the show sometime. Because to me, and I'm trying to make a point, is it a wise thing, Dave, to leave your car running?
No.
You know, it's not a wise thing. But that doesn't mean it's okay and we can excuse a crime, okay?
That's right.
Somebody should be able to walk out and go, hey, dummy, your car's running. If I were you, I'd go shut it off. The keys are in it. Now, Dave, I used a real-life example. There was a racetrack down here. I think I was talking with Sean about this on the air last week. A racetrack is a big, giant convenience store, you know. I mean, kids actually use it as a destination. Daddy, take me to the racetrack and let's get some whatever. All right, a hot dog or something. But I walked out, and the couple that had walked, or the young kid and his mom that had parked next to my truck had walked in. The car was running. The keys were in it. Her purse was sitting on the console. The doors were unlocked. And I thought, okay, well, that's pretty stupid. But guess what I didn't do? I didn't steal her car and drive it away because it was running and open and I could have. I didn't reach in and take her purse because I'm not a criminal. See, that's the example that I was using. And I got an email that basically summed up, you know, you shouldn't do that because you are begging for someone to take it. And while that's true, and I understand that, I'm trying to get to the bigger point because I can go right to the whole skirt thing. At what point in time are you going to tell me it's her fault because her skirt was too short? We cannot ever get to a point where we excuse crime by saying, well, you should have thought about that before you did it. That's like saying, man, I hate gas. It's $4.35 a gallon. And the liberal says, well, just be glad it's not $5.35. It's just justification for what we know is wrong to begin with, isn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, you talk about somebody leaving their car running in the wintertime to warm it up, you know, outside the house before they go to school or go to work. When I grew up, when I was a little boy, my granddad built his own home, and he could leave the door unlocked. He didn't have to worry about a thing. When he was a young man, wherever it was he lived, he could leave the door unlocked at his house because none of the neighbors were going to come steal from him because he knew all the neighbors. And, you know, if they really needed something, why, they'd knock on the door or, you know, just borrow it and bring it back. We have, I think, devolved into a situation where we just, you know, we don't really outright condone crime, but there are people in government now who can enable it with their policies by tying the hands of the police, by trying to tie the hands of the private citizen who may want to defend himself or herself from some kind of crime. And these the people who do this sort of thing have gotten used to getting away with it. And, you know, where do we go from there? Your analogy, when do we tell the girl that it was her fault that their skirt was too short? I mean, you reasoned that pretty well. And, frankly, if I found somebody in my house, say I ran downtown for something, came home, found somebody in my house that I didn't know who didn't belong there, the police might need to take him to a dentist before they took him to jail.
Well, you make a good point. We're getting ready to stop and take a break. But this brings me right into a really good segue that you and I spoke about briefly before we went on air, and that's complacency. We've allowed things to get to a certain point in this country where a certain level of crime like that is acceptable, where we will say, oh, well, what the hell did that idiot expect, leaving the door wide open, for gosh sakes? I mean, come on. Well, they didn't expect somebody to go in and steal everything in their home. Complacency. Ooh, we'll talk with Dave about it when we get back. Okay, gun owner, the clock is ticking on this one. How'd you like to head to the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I know I would. And the USCCA wants to make that dream come true for you, too. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners just like you. And right now, they're giving away free guns every day. So you got to check them out. They're giving a lucky winner a different gun every single day this week. Every single day. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to get entered. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 17 chances. That's right, 17 chances to win your gun daily. It could be 17 Kimber, 17 Glocks, maybe 17 new SIG. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could be taking home today. But remember, there's not a lot of time. This all ends soon. Plus, today's gun will disappear at midnight tonight. So don't put this off. Don't miss out. Because you could win a new gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Good luck.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, during the break, I was able to find that email. Let me go back to Dave Workman, my guest, Liberty Park Press, conservative firing line, chief executive editor, the man, the big dog, the lead dog, over at thegunmag.com, and a force to be reckoned with when it comes to anything to do with the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms and the Second Amendment Foundation and everything else. Dave, humor me for just a second. I found this during the break. This is a great email from a retired law enforcement officer. His name is Rory Tuggle, and he's out in Vegas listening to us. And I don't have time to read his whole email, so I'll paraphrase most of it. He says, look, there's a conflict here. I've been listening for 7 years, and I love what you do. He says, from time to time, I hear you comment about victims not being blamed for crimes perpetrated against them. I agree in theory. It does not excuse criminal behavior. Legally speaking, it has no bearing. And he goes to say that there's a direct conflict in my messaging because I preach preparation, avoidance, and awareness. He says, I've seen this over and over again. I've taught people on crime prevention, lectured at neighborhood watches, and investigated thousands of such events. By the way, I forgot to mention I'm retired LAO from a major metropolitan police department with over 28 years on the street. It does the law-abiding public a disservice to absolve them of responsibility for their own safety. Isn't that why you advocate responsibly armed citizens? You tell us don't think it can't happen to you when discussing the armed lifestyle, but throw that out the window in every other aspect of personal safety that doesn't involve armed conflict. Now, I didn't respond to him, and he sent me another one. He says, hey, I never heard back last time, and thought I would try one more time. Please explain how leaving your car running unattended, unlocked in a public place is aware, prepared, or avoiding being a victim. You conflate legal with smart. By your rants, you might be encouraging people to enhance their victim profile because they can, damn it. You have a legal right to walk through East St. Louis at 1 a.m. counting a wad of $100 bills. It makes your robbery and possible murder no less of a crime. Good for you. Hope the perp rots in prison and in hell. How exactly does that help you? Let me answer that quickly, then I'll toss it to you. We're not advocating that. What we're talking about is a certain level of acceptance in society today. And we're not we're separating out the theoretical and the philosophical from the practical. That's what we're, is it practical for you to leave your car running in a bad area or to walk through East St. Louis counting a wad of $100 bills? And would I advocate that you do that? Of course not. Absolutely not do we want you to do that. We want you to do just the opposite of that. However, in theory, as you mentioned in your email, and philosophically speaking, we can go very deep into this, and that's what we were doing on the show when we begin to analyze this, is how come we've gotten to a point, and I submit to you, that we've accepted a certain level of this in the country, that we're to a point that we begin to blame the victim for the actions of the criminal rather than vice versa. I certainly don't advocate that at all. Dave, take it away. What do you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, we have reached that point. I think we discussed that in the last segment. And the problem is we've reached that point, and it's wrong. Where does it say, and I defy anybody to show me this, where does it say that we as civilized human beings in a free society have to kind of sit back and take it a little bit on the chin when some jerk steals part of our boat trailer or right. maybe takes a chainsaw out of our garage or steals my kid's bicycle or any of that stuff to go on and on all the way working up to, you know, where does it say we have to tolerate it when somebody breaks into the house and murders your spouse or one of your kids? It doesn't say that anywhere. The oldest natural human right is the right of self-defense. Whatever else we can talk about, you have the right to self-preservation, and it sort of elevates or de-escalates back down from there. You have a right to be secure in your own home. You got a right to expect not to be criminalized. You have a right to be left alone. If you're not doing anybody any harm, if you're not breaking anybody's laws, and if you're not a pest in the neighborhood, you have a right to be left alone. That means that some dirtbag who may be a tweaker or just some itinerant bum looking for something free or maybe a neighborhood kid who's just a little thief, you have a right to not have those people on your property taking your stuff. You worked for that stuff. It's yours. It's not theirs.
Yeah, the philosophical part of the conversation is great. Rory, I want to thank you very much for the email. Thank you for the police work you've done for 28 years. Man, really powerful stuff. And the process, the thought process through this, I hope you understand where I'm going with that. The theoretical and the philosophical versus the practical, of course mm-hmm. not. You don't want to leave your, you know, if you certainly you don't want to do those things, all right? But how come, I like to dig deeper. How did we get to that point? To me, there's a certain level of acceptance. Dave, let's go to complacency now and take it into this break and probably into next segment as well. You mentioned Chicago.
Yeah.
You talk about complacency. I'm looking at reports, and I know you've seen them too, and I know you've written about this, and we have talked about this for years, both on air and off air. There's not been one arrest made over last weekend's carnage, utter carnage in Chicago. 72 people shot, 11 dead. There's not been one arrest. And are we complacent as a nation about what's happening? We're not here. We talk about these things. But most Americans go about their day. You would think that this level of violence would make people physically sick to their stomachs, and it doesn't.
Well, it's certainly a reason for everybody to be concerned. You know, when we look at the carnage, the mayhem that goes on in Chicago, and then turn around and listen to people like Rahm Emanuel blame the NRA and gun owners, or blame the Citizens Committee and all gun owners, or blame you and me as individuals, or just blame the guns. That is preposterous right down to its roots. You know, in some cases, maybe I can accept a little theory that, yeah, the cops know who shot Joe on the corner, but, you know, the community is better off without Joe, so they'll just pen the case. In Texas, they used to have a phrase, they still do, actually, well, he needed killing. But when you
have
killing on the scale that you have in Chicago, and a lot of those people, you know, children for crying out loud, or older people who get caught in the crossfire, they don't have that coming. And yet the officials up there, instead of going after these criminals, instead of cracking down on them, you know, just maybe turn loose the baseball bat division on the street. It's just to clean them all up. Oh, God, we can't do that. That'd be terrible. It might cost us votes. Oh, gee whiz, the press will put us in a pillory. Oh, gosh, we can't do that. It's not politically correct. You know, political correctness has gotten us in a hell of a lot of trouble in this country.
It's
you
also
and I
gotten
aren't
a lot of people
correct,
killed.
And we're always in trouble with something.
And, you know, it's gotten a lot of people killed. I want to stop there. This is the short segment, and I know, listeners, it's fun to listen to the conversations, and I'm like you. I wish we could just go and go and go, but we do have limited time, and we do have breaks. And we've got another 10-minute segment coming up here with Dave Workman. We're going to keep talking about Chicago because he mentioned a couple points of interest to me that have a lot of meat in it, so I want to stick my hooks in it and go there. Yeah, 15 seconds. All right, we're going to have to wait. When we come back, we'll wrap it up, this part, and then we'll move on to another topic with Dave Workman.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I want to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAOnAir.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. Go there. That's USCCAOnAir.com. And I'll see you on the radio.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right. ArmedAndResponsible.com. Today's Gun A Day giveaway at ArmedAndResponsible.com, because the USCCA wants you in a new gun every single day, up to 17 chances. Is a Kimber Micro 9 Desert. Ooh, plus ammo. It's a $925 value. You have 8 hours, 25 minutes, and 34 seconds to enter over. It's free. Just go. Just go get it. Do it. Michael from Ventura, California just became a member 30 minutes ago. You don't even have to do that. There's no purchase necessary to win. All you have to do is go over to the site. You'll see how many people are popping up right now doing it. Go do it. ArmedAndResponsible.com. You might win the Gun A Day giveaway. You can also check it out at USCCAOnAir.com. Let's go back to Dave Workman. Dave, Gary McCarthy, the former superintendent or police chief or whatever the heck he is over there, this guy stood at the microphone at the podium alongside Rahm Emanuel for years, making every despicable excuse in the book, except blaming himself and his department and Rahm Emanuel for the failures that have led up to where we are today. These two presided over the worst carnage in Chicago's history. Now this guy was fired by Emanuel and he's running against him. Now he's talking out both sides of his mouth as if he's going to be the guy to fix the problems when he stood there and we've got him on tape making every excuse in the book. My question to you is, the politics in Chicago are so bad and so machined over so many decades. And again, I say, if you show me a city in America in decay, I will show you a city controlled by Democrats for decades at every political level. Chicago is certainly proof positive evidence of that. Why do the people continue to put up with this and continue to put these clowns in office? Certainly, somebody at some point is going to wake up, and that's going to tie us into that apathy conversation we were talking about with the vote going forward. Explain it to us.
Well, I think you've pegged it. Apathy is a problem, and frankly, gun owner apathy is right now one of my pet peeves. We had a primary election here Tuesday, at least in Washington State, and in several other states around the country, too. Here in Washington State, less than 30% of the voters turned out or actually returned their ballots. It's all mail-in here. You get a ballot in the mail, you fill it out, you stick it back in the mailbox. You don't even have to put a stamp on it. It's all free. And only 30%, less than 30% of the people returned their ballots. That's beyond the point of apathy. That is gross irresponsibility. And I can't remember who it was I was talking to, somebody on the phone, I think yesterday, about it, who called in and, you know, gee whiz, what are we going to do? Good God, you know, we got all these bad people who got through the primary. And I said, well, listen, you know, people who don't vote are too stupid to own guns. And, you know, that was just, oh, well, wait a minute. And it was kind of a... what people used to call a come to Jesus moment, but it's the realization that, you know, it's my problem because I didn't vote. And in Chicago and elsewhere around the country, you will run into people who, well, I voted for him because I recognized his name. Well, duh, that's because he's been on the public dole for so many years. He's a right. professional politician. That's not what anybody wants to be. You know, they serve in government for a few years and they go home and do whatever it is they do. It's sad, I think, that we've reached this point where we run into these people who have spent almost their entire adult lives in one political office or another. When they get tired of being, say, a senator, they run for governor. When they maybe get term limited out for governor, they run for the Senate. Somebody who's a part-time legislator decides to run for city council, so he's got a full-time job. It's just a horrible cycle of recycling politicians who they never came up with good answers when they were in the last office that they held. Who's going to think that they could come up with anything solid if we elect them again? But people just don't do their homework. They keep voting for these same guys because they just don't want to pay attention. It's lethargy, it's apathy, and it's irresponsibility.
Oh, irresponsibility. Boy, is it ever. A lot to dig into there. Let me give you this. There is clearly in Chicago, there's no other explanation for this. None. There absolutely cannot be any other explanation than what I'm about to tell you, listener. And Dave, I know, knows this. He just said it, essentially. But there is absolutely no other explanation for the fact that there is enough people in Chicago who have come to accept what is happening as part of the daily routine of living in and around Cook County in that Chicago area that has become somewhat, while they will not vocalize it as acceptance, they have accepted a certain type of behavior in their community that allows them to continue to pull the lever for the people who do nothing about it. Because these things can be fixed. They can be stopped. But they continue. It's interesting, Dave. I used to do a lot of business back in a galaxy far, far away when I was in the transportation field. I ran a brokerage business I owned for a number of years. And I was contracted with a huge brokerage company in Chicago that sat, and I mean, this was back when Cabrini Green was still there. And they were back there on the south side. We literally went through Cabrini Green to get to where they were at on North Dayton Boulevard, if anybody in south side of Chicago knows that area. And the company was named American Backhaulers. And I did a ton of business with them to the point where they flew us up there and had us up for a weekend and learned an awful lot about their business. And One of their dispatchers eventually came down to meet with me in Tampa, and I asked the guy, he couldn't believe that I could carry a concealed firearm on my hip, being from Chicago. That was just news to him. We're going back 20-plus years. And he says to me, Dave, you know, he says, I can't believe you guys live like it's the Wild West. No, it's not the Wild West. It's life outside of the city you live in. Most Americans can, and millions of Americans do, exercise this right to bear arms. You're just not accustomed to it. I said to you, why do you continue to vote these people in office that continue to take your rights, and the city is so corrupt? You know his response, Dave? His response was, you know, the city works. And while everything you've said is absolutely correct, we know that. We know it's corrupt. We know Daley's corrupt. We know his family's corrupt. We know the garbage people. We know the mob. We know everything is corrupt. But it just works, and people have become accustomed to it. It's easy to do. That disturbed me. It disturbs me to this day that I talk about it with you on the air. I've never forgotten that. Your thoughts?
Well, yeah, I think that's something that maybe affects people in just about any big city. Hey, we got a system. It works. You know, don't rock the boat. Hey, everything. We have a delicate situation here. And that brings us around to President Donald Trump in a roundabout way. Nobody expected Trump to become president. And when he got elected, that didn't just jar the system a little bit. It started yanking the foundation out from under it. The Beltway crowd has gone berserko because Trump has come in as a businessman with a businessman's perspective, and he's looked at this and he said, what are you guys, crazy? If I tried to run a business like you run government, I'd be a pauper. And he said about he's got some good people, and he's picked a few losers maybe, but he's got some good people who understand things and understands what he wants to do. And then he's got a whole lot of people who have lived with the system for so long, right. They don't want their own little apple cart upset, and they're fighting him tooth and nail every inch of the way. Now, Trump may not be your first choice. He might not have been my first choice. He does some things that make me absolutely crazy. I wish he'd lose his Twitter machine or whatever the hell he does. But I think the point is...
Oh, there's that music. Ah.
Yep. The point is that the music's firing up and Donald Trump is playing guitar. So
I absolutely. We will wrap up the hour one more segment with Dave Workman. Now you know why he's my mom's favorite. We'll be right back. Garbage collection in Chicago's corrupt. Give me a break.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
the Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Segment four. Wow. Already. Armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. Go jump in on there. Get up to 17 chances to win the gun a day. You got a Kimber up there, micro today, $925 value. 8 hours, it shifts over to another gun. Changes at midnight. Don't know how long this promotion is going to run, but it is the USCCA's most popular promotion. It's the gun a day giveaway. $925. That includes ammo with the gun, too, the price. So that's what you'll get to win the gun. Armedandresponsible.com. You can also check it out at usccaonair.com. Don't forget, Taser is out with us now. 15% off with promo code AAR at taser.com. On that Taser Pulse, that thing is the bomb. I've got one right here. 15% off they're giving on that. That's healthy. Mantis X, 10% off plus free shipping on that amazing training device, Mantis, M-A-N-T-I-S, and the letter X.com. Make sure to check that out. Boondocks, FTA, Firearms Training Academy, MyPillow.com. They're all at armedamericanradio.com. Go check it out, and also make sure to go over and get registered for that new gun a day, that gun a day giveaway, okay? Let's go back to Dave Workman. Dave, we cracked up after the during that break. You, Sean and I were laughing. I don't know if you heard him or not. I don't know if his mic was live, but he was cracking up. The music's on, and Donald Trump is playing guitar. Boy, he... You see, he's... Sean's like,
you know, I should actually do radio. I'm pretty good at it, you know.
Yeah, you pretty much are, yeah. It's fun to listen. But you handled that break really well. That was funny, and Sean got a kick out of that, too. But it worked, because you're right. He's playing them all. Yeah, they're all an individual string, and, like, you know, their string is one of their nerves, you know. And it's so fun to watch people so unhinged, the left come so unglued, when Donald Trump continues to win.
Well, you know, when you get right down to it, the left, the liberals, the self-proclaimed progressives, although I've written this many times, if that's progress. I think I want to go back and live in a log cabin or something. but it unnerves the left, I think, in a visceral sense and as well as philosophically, that there are so many of us out here who are self-reliant. I go up in the mountains. I spend a lot of time in the backcountry in my life, and if something ever went wrong, I didn't sit there and try to call 911 and hope for to be rescued. I fixed it, and then I went home. You know, it's pretty much that simple. When you got a problem, you deal with it, and that's I think. A lot of people who have never been west of the Mississippi River and certainly never out to the Rockies or the Cascades, the coastal mountains out here, they've never lived in the raw, as it were. They don't get the concept. And your tale about the guy who asked you about, gee whiz, you're carrying a gun, you can carry a gun. When I'm out in the woods or any place where I'm off the pavement, I've always got a sidearm with me. And it's amazing the number of people that you encounter out there who have moved, you know, from someplace else, or they're just out here doing the tourist thing. Oh, my God, you're carrying a gun. They let you do that? Hey, man, you see any law around here? Nobody's letting me do anything. There's stuff out here with teeth. There are bad people out here cooking meth or growing illegal dope. There's all kinds of bad things that can happen when you're away from the pavement, and you got to deal with it, because if you just sit there and wait for help to come, you're going to be disappointed. And I think we've developed maybe two societies here. The society that thinks Uncle Sugar is going to take care of them, and the other part of society, people like you and me, who take care of their own business and then wait until help arrives. But in a real sense, they can't handle that. They just can't. And it both unnerves them and it terrifies them, makes them very uncomfortable that they encounter people who roll up their sleeves and say, well, okay, we got a problem, that thing's broken, let's fix it.
Well, let me ask you this. You're right, they can't handle it. And there's therein lies one of the major differences between us and them. But why do they, who can't handle it, feel that it's necessary to take it upon themselves to come after the means that the rest of us use to do it ourselves? Why do they feel they have that moral authority? Where does that come from?
Well, I think a lot of it comes from the media, which largely they can't handle it either. And also, they've grown up in that kind of a social environment where that kind of thing scares us, so we've got to be rid of it. We can't let you take care of yourself because we can't take care of ourselves. It worries them that there are people out there who are self-reliant, and I really believe that. When somebody says, hey, what are you doing with the chainsaw? And I have to stand there and explain, well, you dumbass, I'm cutting winter firewood. It gets cold up here, you know. It is so goofy to have people actually wonder what you're doing in the woods with a chainsaw, or maybe walking up a trail 5 miles from the nearest road with a sidearm on. It's entertaining for one thing, but it's very disappointing too when you're confronted with people who just have no concept of self-reliance. They just don't.
Well, it frightens them because they're unaware. They've lived in a world where everything has been fed to them and told to them and handed to them, and the mere thought that there is somebody out there, you know, a manly man who can do that, I think scares. And you could really have a lot of fun with this and go into the whole, you know, snowflake thing. But I digress now. Just for the sake of time, I have to. Dave, I want to thank you for being here. Where can people find you? Oh, you know what? Before I even ask you that, because I do have about a minute, and that is, if you want to meet Dave, Dave is going to be with me in Chicago at the Gun Rights Policy Conference the weekend of September 22nd and 23rd. And I would highly recommend that if you want to come up and meet us and shake our paw, especially Dave and many others who are going to be there. I just spoke with Kurt Schilling a while back, a legendary pitcher. Kurt is going to speak also on the same panel with me and A.W.R. Hawkins and maybe even Dave Workman. You never know. So, Dave, you're going to be at GRPC, but until people meet you there, where can they read everything you write?
Okay, Liberty Park Press. Just Google it. You'll find it. Conservative Firing Line. Google it. You'll find it. American Handgunner Insider Online. Google it. You'll find it. TheGunMag.com. Just check TheGunMag.com, and it'll pop up. You'll find my stuff in there, and that's really what I do. And I've written several books with Alan Gottlieb. Google Alan Gottlieb and Dave Workman. You'll find all kinds of stuff that we've done together.
It's great stuff. Let me give you just a couple headlines before we cut out for the day. A one state's looming battle over preemption raises national alarms. We're talking Liberty Park Press here, listener. Dem attorneys general sue Trump admin over 3D gun settlement. Seattle says lock guns to save lives after three fatal stabbings. The short-sighted perception of the global cyber terror threat. SAF NRA sue Seattle alleging state preemption violation. And on and on and on. This is where those of us in the field seek out information on a daily basis, is from individuals, from men like Dave Workman, who spend their days and their lives giving us this information. And I am just absolutely thrilled every time I have the opportunity, Dave, to bring you on and give voice to everything that you do. Thank you, sir, for everything that you do. Dave Workman, ladies and gentlemen, now you know why he is my mom's favorite guest, and he is, and she'll tell you that, too. We'll have her on one day to say that, or I'll play a tape recorded of it. Until we meet tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.